This is Chili Philly, bringing you deliciously terrifying tales on the strange but true. For my first story, I would like to tell you about a very strange paradox on the lives of two of the most famous men in American history, Presidents Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Both Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy were concerned with the issue of civil rights. Lincoln was elected in 1860, and Kennedy was elected in 1960. Both were slain on a Friday and in the presence of their wives. Both were shot from behind in the head. Their successors, both named Johnson, were Southern Democrats, and both men served in the Senate. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808, and Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth was born in 1839, and Lee Harvey Oswald was born in 1939. Both Booth and Oswald were assassinated before going to trial. Both presidents' wives lost children through death while in the White House. Lincoln's secretary, Kennedy by name, advised him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary, Lincoln by name, advised him not to go to Dallas. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln while in the theater and ran to a warehouse. Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy while in a warehouse and ran to a theater. The names Lincoln and Kennedy each contain 7 letters. The names Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson each contain 13 letters. The names John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald each contain 15 letters. Does history repeat itself? Andrew Johnson was not reelected.
Well, after all, time is a pool in space. The reflection of the present in the mirror of the future is the past. Don't you agree?
It happened many years ago in Rhode Island that the Reverend Charles Morgan was taking his usual afternoon nap. He experienced a strange dream. A dream in which terrifying screams mingled with an old hymn. Suddenly, the dream ended with fevered prayers from the lips of 1,000 people. He awoke very abruptly, and after having gained his senses, dismissed it all as just a bad dream. But later, when he had concluded his services, a sudden compulsion brought him back to the front of his startled congregation. Without reason, he hurriedly asked them to sing an old hymn for those in peril on the high seas. And as the sounds of the hymn filled the church, the ocean liner Titanic was slowly sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Isn't that interesting? One would think that the last ripple of that disaster was received by the Reverend Charles Morgan, for the ripples of reality mask the secret face of illusion.
Take off your mask!
A man named Harry Cooper was driving along US 60 near Charleston, West Virginia, when he first spotted the hitchhiker. He passed up the smiling youngster, not wishing to risk picking up a stranger. Cooper continued his drive, and just a few miles further, was startled to spot the same hitchhiker along the roadside. Again, he passed up the stranger, but this time, he noticed that the stranger appeared slightly older than before, and fear began to creep into his body. Cooper stepped on the gas and continued towards Charleston, and 3 more times came upon the smiling hitchhiker looking for a ride. And he noticed that each time the stranger grew older, and each time his smile grew wider as he pointed a bony finger at Cooper. By this time, Cooper was terrified beyond description, and finally, on a steep curve near the outskirts of a tiny West Virginia community, Harry Cooper saw the hitchhiker standing in the middle of the highway with a